So Ash Barty is through to the quarterfinals. Alex De Minaur hoping to do the same today when he takes to Rod Laver Arena. Mark Woodford has been watching all the action, been calling some games for SEN as well, and he's been good enough to join us this morning. Mark, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Looking forward to tonight's match.
Now, Mark, before we get on to that, I'm just interested to get your thoughts on the doubles at the moment. Tanasi and Nick, they're a little bit different to the way the Woodies were on the court. I don't remember you guys chest pumping or squeezing each other's bottom cheeks before matches, but they've certainly brought a different crowd to the doubles, and they're giving plenty of attention to it. How have you seen it so far?
You're right in probably most of that, actually. I think maybe Todd and I might have patted each other on the backside after we had a win or something. But, chest bumping, I think we were much more of the traditional, just straight up kind of vanilla approach. But, it's not that Nick and Tanasi don't take double serious. I think these guys are a real danger of winning the tournament, actually. They bring so much to the doubles game, and that's what the doubles game has been missing after quite a long time, whether it's after the Woodies. You need a doubles pair, the doubles game, they need a pair that can bring publicity, either by winning plenty of titles, which is something Todd and I did, followed by Mike and Bob Bryan, or you have some of the festive atmosphere that they bring. And I looked at the Special Ks. They know how to play doubles. They just don't play it often enough. And I think it's brilliant that they're out there. And I tell you, they could win the Australian Open.
I was going to ask you that. Can they go all the way?
Yes, they can. It's going to be interesting to see how now it has to start resonating with them that they could actually win. They're at to the stage where this is the important end of the tournament. So I'm hoping that they, as much as they've enjoyed and had fun and applied themselves in the first few rounds, that they can, keep that up. Look, they're going to get the immense crowd support behind them. That's worth a couple of games at key moments in a doubles match. And I think they've got a good chance of winning this title.
Did you ever have any opponents threaten to fight you in the locker room after a doubles match?
maybe tongue in cheek with a couple of opponents after, Todd and I have maybe beaten them several times over. Come on, guys. Maybe if we can't beat you on the tennis court, maybe we can beat you with, a bit of fist fighting here. Again, tongue in cheek.
Well, they haven't got the titles yet, and they haven't done an ad for Ski Double Up, Mark, so they haven't quite made it yet, let's be honest.
Oh, my good. Did you hear that last night? I was so embarrassed with that. It's been a long time since I've heard that audio for the yogurt ad, but wow, what a laugh.
It was a laugh. It was good memories from the good old days. Speaking of good memories, Ash Barty she's putting together a few at this tournament. It was a tough match for her last night. I guess we're all thinking she'll never get a better chance to win the Australian Open. Do you see it that way, or there is actually still some significant challenges ahead of her?
I think this is presents itself this year without a doubt. And look, maybe to start off, last night's match was, I think, a huge step forward for Ash. I had the pleasure of actually calling that match as well. She, to me, now seems like she's prepared to handle any adversity out there. And I think Ash Barty of old, or maybe a younger Ash, and we all go through this. When difficulties present themselves on the tennis court in a tennis match, it's like a passing shot. Sometimes you panic and you either pull the trigger too soon, or you're just a little slow to react. Ash looks like she can handle that all is out there, and recognizes that if she does go down, it's because she's forced the opponent to play at a high level. And that match last night, I think, was a lot closer. Even though she won in two sets, I think it ended up being a lot closer than, it was tense. It was tight. 10 of the 19 service games had break points involved. And Ash from 3-all in both sets, that's when being the number one. I think her status being the number one Australian, the number one ranked player in the world, she was able to separate herself against Anisimova. Now, she winning Wimbledon recently, and all the nerves and the notoriety that comes with being Wimbledon champion, I think that's prepared her for this year's Australian Open as well. And she's going to have many more chances, but this year is certainly a big one.
We've seen in the women's game, there hasn't been a sort of a dominant world number one for quite some time. And you wouldn't say Ash is a dominant world number one, but she is the best player in the world at the moment. What separates her, do you think? Is it her mentality? Is it the craft that she shows on the court? She's not the strongest hitter out there. What sort of separates her at the moment, do you think, from maybe the chasing pack?
Yeah, look, good question. I think my opinion, what separated her in the past was her variety in her game. You know, the serve wasn't a massive weapon, but she could put it into the corner. And then the backhand slice. I mean, I just think this is one of the best shots in women's tennis right now, the backhand slice. It stays so low on her opponents. She could stay on the baseline. She could actually come forward. But in those big moments, she tended to just waver a little bit. Now, I don't think that she's... even those thoughts or that mental side of it doesn't even enter her psyche at all. So I think she's so complete. She plays doubles. She's magnificent in doubles. So she's able to call upon the variety. And it was just interesting last night to see her use her serve, the tactics of trying to place that serve into a weakness of Anisimova, and then using the backhand slice. I mean, it is all coming together. And her confidence is, it's like a jigsaw. Her confidence now is just riding on a high because she's playing at home. She's ultra comfortable out there. And that, you know, is setting herself apart from the rest of the ladies.
Should be a great match today with Alex de Minaur. Sinner is one of the rising stars of men's tennis. Have you seen enough from Alex in this tournament to think he can topple the Italian today?
Look, it's an interesting match for Alex. I think they're head to head. Sinner has beaten him along the way there, but that was from a number of years ago. And both have evolved as Alex has evolved. Unfortunately, Jannik Sinner has come good with his game. This is the big task for Alex tonight. Sinner is a guy who is strong from both forehand, backhand. He moves, glides around the court. He's a potential top five Grand Slam winner. It's not that Alex isn't, but it's a game that I think Alex does struggle with, because where does he find a weakness in Sinner's game? Does he try and stay out there? If he ends up winning today, which, look, he certainly is with a chance playing on RLA, but it is going to be an exhaustive physical battle for him.
It's fascinating, the men's draw and who's left, because you've got a couple of old bulls that have come back, like Gael Monfils, and Marin Cilic is playing really well. You've got Rafa still there, Medvedev. You've got a couple of these really exciting young Canadians that are playing really well. Taylor Fritz is another one. Who do you like on the men's side at the moment? There's a real good mixture of some rising stars, and I guess we were going to see this without Novak here, and then a couple of veterans who are playing really well.
Yeah, exactly. Look, big surprise for me was to see Zverev, go down to the exciting Shapovalov. I'm obviously a favoritism towards left-handers, and the brilliance of the Canadian last night was magnificent. But the fact that he won in three straight sets, that's a red flag. Red flag for the rest of the people that are in the draw. Clearly, he now faces Rafa. But they're, head-to-head as well. Shapovalov can walk onto the court knowing, being comfortable that he's actually beaten Rafa on some of the big stages before as well. So a danger match for Rafa. There's the young and the old right there. But I think from the start of the tournament, the way that Medvedev had been playing, his form at the end of last year, started off well with the ATP Cup. He's still the person, the player to beat, in my opinion. And he shouldn't be tested against Marin Cilic. He's just going to have to play out of this world, Marin Cilic, to have an opportunity. But I think steadiness with Medvedev.
And tonight, you're calling tonight Fritz versus Tsitsipas. Who do you like there?
Well, again, the Tsitsipas, to me, is a little like Ash Barty. The depth of game, the variety of game is there with Stefanos. But, you know, he's been under that cloud since the beginning of the tournament with an injury. So I've been really excited for him that he's got this far. You know, against a power hitting of Taylor Fritz. There's no breathing space when you're playing against Taylor Fritz. He's got a bomb of a serve. It's heavy artillery from the backcourt. And this is a guy that has realised his weakness, which has been his movement around the baseline, laterally as well as moving forward. He has spent a lot of time focusing on that. And that's why we see him at this stage of some of the big tournaments. So it's a danger match for Tsitsipas. But he's got to use, in my opinion, has to use the variety and that backhand slice. I'm hoping that we'll see it quite a bit today and not be frightened of bringing Taylor Fritz into net. So I'm still, you know, going with Taylor Fritz tonight. With Tsitsipas. I slipped up there. I'm going with Stefanos Tsitsipas tonight to win in three or four sets.
And just a real quick one before I let you go. You've been spotted in Melbourne. We got a text here saying, saw Woody strolling down Ackland Street yesterday. Is that true?
Yeah, exactly. Wow, that are great eyes, whoever that was. I have some relatives in town yesterday. They're here for the long weekend to see the tennis. And so we ventured off for some breakfast yesterday at down Ackland Street and got absolutely sunburnt as well, having to sit out in the sun. So, yeah, we had a great morning.
Mark, I'm glad you're enjoying Melbourne. Thanks so much for your time. Enjoy the tennis today.
Yeah, looking forward to it tonight. Thanks, bud.